In 2002, when the Department of Homeland Security was created, it was a hasty reorganization of 22 federal agencies to put under one roof agencies responsible for our borders. Did it all make us safer? Well, for 8 years between 2006 and 2014, James Tomczyk served as the Assistant Commissioner of Internal Affairs of U.S. Customs and Border Protection at the Department of Homeland Security, and he saw a pattern of corruption throughout the department, and particularly on the southern border. His efforts to highlight that corruption eventually got him punitively reassigned in 2014. Now, a New York Times report out last week reveals that DHS border employees and contract workers took nearly $15 million in bribes, turning the other way to smuggled drugs and undocumented immigrants for more than a decade. Ron Nixon reported the story for the New York Times. He's the Homeland Security correspondent for the paper. Whistleblower James Tomczyk also spoke to us. Mr. Nixon says this is not a recent Obama administration problem.
This is, goes back beyond the Obama administration. When we looked at this, we went back a decade. But even before that, you could see that there were instances where people had been arrested and convicted for corruption.
James Tomczyk, you're former Assistant Commissioner of Internal Affairs at U.S. Customs and Border Protection at the Department of Homeland Security. And you've also worked with the U.S. Secret Service. How disheartening was your reassignment in the middle of attempting to, I guess, blow the whistle on this?
When I was reassigned in June of 2014, fully understood that as a member of the senior executive service, I was subject to reassignment. There were many people who I had recruited to CBP Internal Affairs who I certainly felt some degree of loyalty to. Consequently, I never would have asked to leave. That said, I was reassigned to a position that very clearly was intended to cause me to retire or resign, was placed in a position that didn't exist until 2 days before I was assigned to it, and it was very clearly an opportunity to compel my resignation or retirement from the agency.
It's like the military. You're given a position that basically says your career is over.
Correct. I mean, they were very clearly attempting to compel my retirement. Within an hour of my reassignment, a series of completely false and fabricated media reports that I had been fired from the agency or my position because I had failed to be sufficiently aggressive in dealing with excessive use of force and had failed to discipline Border Patrol agents. The reality is I was frequently criticized for being too aggressive in our pursuit of excessive use of force cases and had actually no role whatsoever in disciplining Border Patrol agents.
Well, Ron Nixon, I mean, I hate to be argumentative, but that, you know, the buck stops at the president's desk, or at least at the secretary's desk, on the action and the individuals that were responsible for Assistant Commissioner Tomczyk's reassignment.
I don't disagree with that, but two separate issues there. I do agree that that's the responsibility of the Secretary of Homeland Security as well as the president in terms of dealing with Mr. Tomczyk. In terms of rooting out the corruption, again, I think it's a separate issue that is a little bit more complicated than saying, well, the president is responsible for the Secretary of Homeland Security. Again, it's a very complex issue in what motivates people to do these things. Some of it is financial difficulty. Some of it is just people who – it's just greed.
Speaking of how complex it is, what faith do you have, Ron Nixon and James Tomczyk, that if the department is expanded under the incoming Trump administration – that this corruption won't, in fact, be exacerbated, despite the fact that you've uncovered it here in the public media? Ron Nixon first.
Given the incoming administration's campaign promise to secure the border and crack down illegal immigration, the only way you can do that is by hiring more people. And do you then create the same problems that you had before when you had this increase? This rush to increase the number of people. I think there's definitely a danger of that. And given the fact that, is there going to be additional money to hire more internal investigators? Are these people going to be subject to the same criteria for employment that Border Patrol in particular agents are now in terms of polygraphs? you know, those are questions that would cause some concern because, again, if you're going to increase the number of people without adequate controls in place, then you're going to deal with the same problem that you saw from before.
Mr. Commissioner, I'll give you the last word.
There's no question that the rapid expansion of a law enforcement agency creates vulnerabilities. Outside of CBP and DHS, we saw that with New York City Police Department, Dade County, when they had to rapidly expand their agencies, they incurred this problem. We looked carefully at how they did that in an effort to avoid those problems. When we began the rapid expansion in 2006, the double the size of the Border Patrol before the end of 2008, we moved very cautiously, but still began to see acute problems with the applicant pool's integrity. Believe if we went down that road again of trying to rapidly expand CBP, be it Border Patrol or field operations, virtually certain to incur extreme risk with regard to the integrity of the agency.
Something to be vigilant about in 2017. James Tomczyk is former Assistant Commissioner of Internal Affairs of U.S. Customs and Border Protection at the Department of Homeland Security. Ron Nixon is the Homeland Security Correspondent for the New York Times. James and Ron, thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.